Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 March 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up our guest in a minute. A gentleman named Rob Pugh, P-U-E. We're going to discuss a lot of things with him, especially an upcoming meeting he's going to have in Wisconsin soon. And I want to talk to him about his newspaper very quickly, but a lot of different topics. Phone lines be open tonight as always. You can, matter of fact, folks, tonight, if you have a topic you want to talk about, you're welcome. Feel free to share. Tonight's going to be open line, so to speak, open forum. So we're going to sit down tonight around the kitchen table, get a glass of tea or a cup of coffee. We're going to share thoughts. And tonight, if you called last night, call again tonight. I don't care. If you have something you want to share tonight, something that's on your mind and heart, a topic you want to cover, whatever it is, tonight between us and Rob, it's open line forum, okay? At 844-769-2944. Now, I don't get to do this very often, but I want y'all to know that tonight you're a guest at our kitchen table. I want you to feel to bring up questions, put in information that you might want to share. Tonight is our chance as a family to share. 844-769-2944. Don't forget, by God's grace, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I know it's well, supposed to happen this weekend, but we're going to finish up the teaching we started, America in Prophecy. And friends, I say this with everything I have in me to convince you that if you don't know America's all through the Bible, then you do not understand prophecy. Now, it's as simple and as clear as I can put it. Ezekiel, Isaiah, all through there. America is in prophecy. And if you want to know how and where, if you want to know the future of this country, the future of other nations around the world, including Russia, Iran, China, whoever, a three-hour teaching I'll finish up this weekend, I think will help you understand this. Ask a donation of $15, folks, for the teachings. A book that I'd like to offer with it entitled The Old Jerusalem, Not the New Jerusalem, is $10. And if you want a copy of the outline that I'm using, and I think it'd be important to have it, written by a guy named Collins. If you'd add another $4 or $5 to cover a post, you'd appreciate that. So $30 will cover all that. And I would love for you to have it because we barely pay the bills here with what we ask for what we offer out of this ministry. We're not a for-profit organization. I don't do this for a living. Just to pay the ministry bills is all we try to do. But it's available. If you want to understand prophecy, this teaching is absolutely essential. You can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and ask Lisa for it. You can order the whole thing online if you want it, just with credit card, debit card, $30 cover it all, the book, the teachings, the outline, all that, if you want it. And then Thursday, we'll get that to you. at least the outline and the book, the teaching we finished up this weekend. We'll send it to you as soon as it's done. If you'll trust us, then I'll thank you know you can. But again, join us in Bible study Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. for the first half hour. Of course, we take call-ins for prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview Prophecy News. And then from 1 to 2, we'll finish up the teaching we started on American Prophecy. Now, we hope you'll join us. You can watch us live on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Go right down the page there. You see Rumble. Click on Rumble, and there we will be. Just watch us live. If you can't do that, listen on the phone at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. And if you want a copy of the spring, summer catalog, call and leave your name and address. Ship it out to you Thursday. Or you just tell Lisa you want a copy of the catalog, get it right out to you. And if you want it, when you place an order or whatever, tell me you want the new catalog, we'll send it to you. All you do is ask for it. There's no charge for that, all right? So we told you all this to try to do something, maybe to bless you and help you understand some things and see what we offer through the ministry here that you might want to use for your own use or around the house. We're doing our best, my friends, to be a glory to our Father in heaven and prayerfully edify the body of Christ and maybe reach those that don't know Christ with some truth, enough truth to show them that he's real and they need him. That's what we're here for. Now, like I said, our guest today is Rob Pugh with Wisconsin Christian News. This man does a magnificent job in a lot of different ways through his ministry, to reach a lot of people in so many different directions. And, folks, he's making a dent in things for sure. Rob, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Thank you, Pastor Butch.
Oh, it's good to have you, friend. And, it's really good to have you.
Yeah, just want to let you know we really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate what you're doing. I really do. You know, Rob, this is important that we all understand this, not just you and I. You're a publisher and an editor, and you do a radio show also, but this is a team effort. Just because somebody out there listening doesn't do a radio show, doesn't put a newspaper, whatever, does not mean they're not part of the team, does it?
Nope. We need all hands on deck at this point.
We do.
We really do. It's, you know, we've got way too many people sitting back and really doing nothing but weeping and wailing and complaining. And, you know, I think part of that is a lot of people really don't think they have a part to play. They don't know what to do or how to do it. So, you know, we all, as long as we're in this world, there is good work for us to be doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, folks, I'm holding my hand right now, a hard copy of the Christian Wisconsin News. Fantastic newspaper. Go ahead.
I don't mean to correct you. It's Wisconsin Christian News. So.
Oh, okay.
But we're actually not just for Wisconsin. We started in Wisconsin 25 years ago, but the paper is now distributed nationally. We distribute in public places. We have distribution volunteers in 17 other states as well as in Wisconsin. So, and we have subscribers in all 50 states. And prior to the COVID years, we were actually distributing in bulk in public places in London, Wales, and Glasgow, Scotland. But that all ended with COVID.
Wow.
Well,
so, folks, I want to
even though it says Wisconsin,
Everywhere.
People still love it.
It's everywhere. Folks, this thing is 48 pages long. It's a regular newspaper. Packed with articles. Even got one of mine in there, believe it or not. But it's a paper that I would recommend that everyone get. Hard copy paper in your hand to share with your friends and family. Now, I want to tell you what happened with this paper I have right here. Just a second here, Rob. I'm looking through the paper, reading the paper, and on page 32, advertised it there for a Christian faith, Christian bookstore. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Let me look you up here. I got a copy
32.
In front of me here.
Yeah,
yep.
Page 32.
Okay.
And they said that they knew you personally. I mentioned that I'd received the newspaper, and I saw their advertisement paper, and I wanted to order a Bible from them through my grandson, who's graduating Colorado. So I wanted to order a Bible through them. Talked to Stephanie, the owner of the business. They were closed yesterday because her husband is sick with cancer. We had a great conversation. Yeah. A very sweet lady. A lady called me back today. I think her name is Christine, I believe it was, called back. And I mentioned, and she knew I'd mentioned you, and she's such a sweetheart. I ordered the Bible, told them what I wanted. She said, we don't want you to pay it. We don't want you to pay us for it until you receive the Bible. I said, I don't mind paying for it in advance. No, she said, well, you pay us for it when you get the Bible. See, that's how you know, Rob, we trust you. Now, that is fantastic. That speaks well of you and the character, the people that, you have advertised in this paper. This bookstore, Christian bookstore in Wisconsin, absolutely some of the sweetest folks in the world. And I want to thank you for that add in there, because I wanted to buy a Bible for my grandson graduating high school. And this gave me a perfect opportunity to meet somebody new, bless a regular little businessman, and maybe say something good about you, too, because I saw it in the paper. So there you go.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. You know, Stephanie is the owner of the store, and they're definitely in our prayers that they're having a hard time. Her husband has cancer, and she actually now is probably going to need to sell the store. So keep them in your prayers. They're wonderful people there.
They are really, I mean, when I talk, both these ladies I talked to were just absolutely overly helpful and sweet to me. And I just want to tell you that I did talk to them, and they really like you, by the way. So there you go, folks. I mean, this paper is for real. We'll give you that information. You can call and get a subscription to it. You also get a paper online. And information always going out from Rob and what's going on. And, Rob, your paper covers so many different topics. I mean, it's everything's in there. And I'm looking right now at a picture in front of me right now. Pete, I call him Pete Buttigieg, but his name is Pete Buttigieg or something like that. Secretary of State, Secretary of Transportation. I'm looking here at him and his, I don't know if his husband or his wife, two men kissing behind a podium with the American flag in the background.
Yep.
That makes me so sick of my stomach. This picture was sent to me on email today. I just got an email. This is, I weep. I don't weep so much for the nation. America is America. I weep for our children and grandchildren. But what you and I and our parents let happen in this country in the last 75, 80 years. And longer than that, but at least that long.
And I hate to say it again, because I sound like a broken record sometimes, but as goes the church, so goes the nation. And,
absolutely.
You know, judgment will begin in the house of the Lord, and it certainly has. And most of the I think you can look at every issue that we're dealing with in the country and the world today comes back to the cowardice of the pastors in the pulpit.
I totally
agree.
They
had so much power to influence and teach and train and equip people for the work of the ministry, and they just have turned to a false love gospel. They will not address a single issue that we publish in our newspaper. We've been publishing for 25 years, and in 25 years, we have a total of 4 churches in the state of Wisconsin that will allow us in. That's the state of
I want you to repeat that. You've been doing this 25 years, and how many churches will allow you in the state to distribute papers inside their doors? How many?
4.
And
of those 4, even though the pastors appreciate the paper, they like the paper, they discuss things that are in the paper at those 4 churches, almost nobody in the churches pick the paper up there. So we take it to the public. We distribute in grocery stores, truck stops, anywhere there are large numbers of people. And we can't keep the shelves stocked. The greatest criticism that we receive is from regular churchgoers, calling us conspiracy theorists and saying we're too political, too controversial. And, you know, the topics that we're covering are extremely relevant.
Oh, they are relevant. Now, let me ask you one question. Was Christ controversial?
Absolutely. And I
there you
say,
go.
You know,
yeah.
If you can, if anybody can name one person in Scripture that was well liked and popular among the people, I'd like to see it. There's not one godly man in the Bible that was ever well liked and popular among the people, and yet that's what our pastors today really want. They just want to be well liked, popular. They, they don't want any controversy. Don't rock the boat. Go along to get along, and that's where we're at in this country.
Oh, my. You know, and again, four churches would lie inside it. And I know you told me a story one time, or read it somewhere, where you were taking papers to a pastor, and he took them and he smiled at with you and thanked you for bringing them over, then threw them in the trash can.
Yeah, that was an interesting situation. We had, have a handful of very dedicated volunteers that help us get these newspapers out because, I mean, we're doing tens of thousands of copies, and it would take me a whole month if it was just me having to distribute them. I do distribute my fair share, but I also have volunteers. Well, we had this volunteer lady who was 87 years old, I think, and in a wheelchair, and she was the most dedicated person. She would take 1,200 copies a month and get them out in public places, and rain or shine, blizzards and snow, nothing would stop her. And so she was taking a bundle of newspapers to a particular church, and the pastor would smile this great big wide smile and say, "Oh, thank you so much. We just love this paper." And
lie right to
her face. And then two years went by. She would faithfully deliver these papers to this particular church every month. 2 years go by, and I get a call from the secretary, and she's just about in tears. And she said, "I hate to tell you this. I really don't want to call you, but I feel so bad. All these years that this lady's been delivering, as soon as she leaves, the pastor has me put them right in the recycling. The bundles never get even opened." So she said, I don't want them to go to waste. And so I finally got the truth after 2 years from the church secretary, but the pastor, you know, still lied right to our faces every month after month.
No conscience at all. No conscience at all.
No.
I mean, these are people behind the pulpits. I mean, you wonder why America's dying. The church is leading America into hell. Now, I'm not talking about the true church, but the churches, the 501c3 federal churches, are leading us right into hell. Let's take a phone call. Like I said, the open line light, folks. We're sitting around the kitchen table, drink glass of ice, tea, or whatever. I want you to join us, please. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt's a good friend of mine, puts out a little newspaper also. Matt, go ahead.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Brother Rob. The Wisconsin Christian News is a great newspaper. I get it myself. My subscription just went out, so I got a little pink slip, but I'm going to renew it here. I'm in Arlington, Texas. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Arlington.
Yeah, we've got a lot
right.
of. A lot of readers in Texas.
Right. I've got a good story for your newspaper. I wanted to tell you about it. Have you heard what's going on with T.D. Jakes and the scandals?
Not recently.
been, he's got this friend named, his name's Sean Combs, but he's a rapper that goes by Diddy. And Diddy just got arrested, or got his compound got busted by the feds yesterday. And anyway, it turns out that T.D. Jakes has been going over there into these parties and having sex with young men and stuff. That's what the allegations are and everything. And that's what's on social media right now. It's not on the regular news, but it's on social media. And so his church is basically empty, or was empty. And so so this is just breaking news right now. But talking about false prophets, you know, Jesus warned us about all that. And there's no doubt he's one of them. But
That makes you sick your stomach to hear that. It makes you sick your stomach to know what it's done. The influence he may have had on people for good, he's destroyed now.
Right. Right. And so, this is all breaking right now down here in Dallas. He's got this huge church over here, not very far from me, called Potter's House. Over 30,000 members to that church.
Hmm. Wow.
But he's been living this double life. So it's breaking out. It's breaking news right now. So, anyway, I wanted to call in and just tell you I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, Matt. Thank you. Thank you.
No, okay. The scriptures tell us to be sure our sins will find this out, and they ought to do. Thanks, Matt. And Matt, thanks for all you do. I mean, folks, this is really a disgrace beyond words. I can't verify what has been said about T.D. Jakes being true or not. I can't. But I would like to think it was all set up, the truth will come out later on, that he is innocent. But it's almost impossible from what I've seen some past and from this Diddy guy. I read something about him. But this is why the church being mocked in America today, folks, because it absolutely is hypocritical as a whole. It is. Anything you want to add to that before we go to the caller, Rob?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Anything you want to add to that before we go to another caller? Anything you want to add to that?
Well, yeah, you know, Scripture warns us about the people that we hang around with. And, you know, what do you think is going to happen when you hang around with the likes of this rapper guy?
It's heartbreaking.
You know, It is.
It's heartbreaking.
And, you know, I'm afraid the church has become irrelevant, and as we found out a few years ago, non-essential. And I shouldn't say the church. I'm talking about the industrial church,
yeah.
the church industry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about the ecclesia. So.
Talking about the whore.
Make that clear. Yeah, right.
Well, let's talk to Mark, right from Wisconsin. Mark, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Mark.
How do I get a couple of bundles of your paper to spread them out up Ashland, all up around there, Iron River? We used to go to Hayward, and they had bundles there, but there's none anymore.
Well, we do have distribution at the grocery store in Hayward still, although you know we're only able to get up there once a month, and
I know
grocery stores like that go through as many as we can stock probably within 5 days. So, unfortunately,
I can
that rack
a couple of bundles
probably,
up here.
Yeah,
I dropped off a dozen of them. Huh?
Go ahead, Mark.
Just shoot me an email, I can arrange that. Yeah.
All right. I took a dozen of them and brought them into the local pantry, and they were gone in a day. Like about a dozen of them.
Uh-huh.
Wow!
Great.
So,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a buzz, and we'll hook up. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Mark, for the call. You know, I can't imagine that people wouldn't grab these up fast to put them out there because they're phenomenal papers. I mean, anyone who has any concern for what's going on in the country, go ahead.
Yeah, we actually have a better response from non-churchgoers or non-Christians or people who don't yet know Christ than we do from churchgoers.
That doesn't problem me at all.
We can put five papers in a church and go back the next month to restock, and there's still four left, or there's five there with one that had been opened and put back on the pile, you know, and meanwhile put them in a grocery store and go through 400 copies in 5 days. So that's the situation. People are hungry for the truth, and they're not getting it in their local church.
Well, the church
pastors
is concerned. They're
will
wait,
not
they're waiting
speak
for
about these issues.
The church is waiting for the rapture, so they don't have to worry about it. So that's their idea. I know it because I've been in those churches. I mean, they don't want that kind of truth. I've been asked to leave churches because of what I try to tell people. They don't want to hear it. I do every time we Bible study, I do a Christian worldview news segment. I just about guarantee you no other preacher in this that I know of in this country does that. It's important to have a current event topic discussed from biblical perspective at church, but they don't do it. That's why the church is so ignorant of what's going on, because they have no idea. They don't want to know these things. It may make them feel bad. They don't want to offend anybody. The folks' line's open, 844-769-2944. Go ahead.
Well, you know, a study just recently came out about young people leaving the church, and over a million, I think they said over a million a year have been leaving and not coming back. And the reason that they gave is that it doesn't seem relevant to them with the things that they're dealing with in their daily lives. And the things that they're dealing with in their daily lives are things like, you know, perversion and sexual grooming in public schools.
Yes.
You know, things like that. Open borders. You know, they're getting all this propaganda in school and in entertainment and in pop culture, but they're not learning how to refute that. They're not getting the truth from their pastors, because the pastors will not speak about any of these issues.
Well, you know, covering the current issues of the world, and you can find them in the Bible, folks, and nothing new under the sun. You can get an idea of the road sign where you are in time also from what's going to happening in the world. But covering those things in the churches today, for some reason, they seem to think it's not relevant. They don't understand. They have no idea what it means to be someone to inform what's happening literally in the world. They're concerned about the gospel. That's all they want to hear is how to be saved over and over. They go to every Sunday to hear the same sermon. Folks, that's not what Christ put us here for. Back at the break with more phone calls, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Phone line is open, 844-769-2944. If you don't call tonight and partake in conversation with us, it's okay. You don't have to, but don't say you never had a chance to. You got a chance now to speak to thousands of people all over the world if you want to do that. And, Rob, before we go any further, tell folks, how can they get your paper? How can you get online updates? Tell us how to do that.
Well, if you have the Internet, if you are able to access that, just go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. And Wisconsin is all spelled out, so it's WisconsinChristianNews.com. And let me take a look here. Right now we have 138 free articles that you can read, but we have the option of an online subscription or a print subscription or both. There's a discount if you do both. So, but you know, most people like the print edition. They like to have an actual newspaper
right,
that they can hold in their hands, and when they're done with it, they can pass it on to somebody else. We have people that clip articles out and copy them and send them. And so, but, you know, I guess our demographic is a little bit older. But we do have our fair share of people that are, you know, online only. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Now, people that don't have computers, can they call phone number to get your paper?
Absolutely. Just you can call me directly. It is 715 715-486-8066.
Do that again.
715-486-8066. And I will be happy to walk you through it. And anyone who's interested, I'm more than happy to send you a complimentary copy so you can check it out with no obligation before you make any commitment. So,
well, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you pass up that deal, get that free copy. I'm just totally shocked and surprised because this I can't believe anybody would pass up a deal like that. 715.
Well, I...
Okay, 715-486-8066. Call and get a free copy. At least do that, and then go from there. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I was just going to say, I realize we're not for everyone. We are not politically correct. So if you're looking for a Christian newspaper that's full of poetry and recipes, you're going to be disappointed. So,
amen.
We have no poetry, we have no recipes, so you're not going to find that here. We do have articles about the globalist Babylon system that is in the works. We have articles about our open borders. We have articles about the continuing atrocity of abortion. And rigged elections and what's going on with the perversion of our young people in public schools. So, and all of this is addressed, as you said, in Scripture. You can find it all in the Bible. All of our articles are news articles, commentary articles, but they're all based on Scripture.
Well, you know, as we mentioned, I think, I don't know if we're on the air yet or not, but you mentioned about it being controversial. And church didn't like it because it's controversial. But I ask people this all the time. Did they crucify Christ because he wasn't controversial or because perhaps some people didn't like what he said? I mean, I believe Christ was very controversial. I don't believe it. No, he was. I read his writings. And most people that hated him were the so-called church of the day. His own people turned against him. And then they had the civil authorities turn against him. So, folks, if you're going to live in a world full of wickedness and you're not being controversial, you're not walking righteously. Because righteousness cannot peaceably coexist with evil. It's impossible. If you're doing that, then you're compromising somewhere and denying Christ before men. He said, I'll deny you before my Father. That's Matthew chapter 10. Read it sometime. Every time you do that by being silent when you should speak or backing down when you're right, you have denied Christ before men, and you're walking on very dangerous ground. And I'm just here to tell you the truth, folks. That's all I'm getting here for. I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm telling you the truth because I care. You're walking on very dangerous ground. And again, the phone line's open, folks, if you want to call and talk to us. Now, let's go now to Jan in Iowa. Jan in Iowa, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. It sounds like his newspaper is like your Christian World Review News.
It is. It's every bit as good, maybe better in some ways, yes.
I bet they don't even have a crossword puzzle.
You know, that's another thought.
No,
maybe
we
start
not.
Putting them in there.
I'm sorry, we do not. And we don't have
But Jan, your horoscope's in there, though.
Oh, really? Astronomical, uh-huh. Like I can't.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're going to find that.
No cartoons either.
Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, my. I got some news.
Okay.
I sent you a story on Fairfax County Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
Has voted to make it, what is it, gay, whatever it is, day. I forget. I sent it to you. And
you
that's on Easter Sunday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Visibility.
Yeah, unfortunately, Pride Month is no longer just the month of June. It's every month now. So.
Yeah, and this is Easter Sunday, or what the calendar is saying is Easter Sunday. I'm not sure they've got that date right either. But what do you do? And then Israel, as you know, the UN voted. Let's stop the war in Israel, have a ceasefire until after Ramadan. Well, Israel attacked Rafah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. This world's heating up for World War III. It really is.
Yeah, everybody knows about the bridge that collapsed.
Oh, yes.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge. Well, that's Baltimore. That's the Star Spangled guy that made the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
That's Baltimore, a key city. And the bridge collapsed after a ship hit one barrier.
Yep.
But they lost control, they said.
That's what they said. Power went off.
Well, that was a very fishy story. Apparently, they lost power on the ship before the collision, and then after the collision, the power came back on. So I have my doubts about what actually happened there.
We're looking at, it could be a sign, but that's, I don't know how many billions of dollars, how many people are in the water, and we should say a prayer for the people that went into the water that are Christians.
Sure. Yep.
Yes,
and those
thank
those,
those construction
too.
Workers that stopped traffic on the bridge when they saw that ship coming.
Yep.
They risked their lives. They were on foot.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, and that harbor, as Pastor and I were talking before the show, is the 11th largest in the country. So it's definitely going to be disrupting our supply chain. Imports and exports. It's definitely going to cripple the country here.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt about it.
Francis Scott Key was in the harbor. He wrote the Star Spangled Banner. The attempt of the assassination on Abraham Lincoln before he could be sworn in as president was supposed to occur in Baltimore.
Okay.
Baltimore cut the Mason-Dixon line. We're back on the Mason-Dixon line was cut. It's back in place. They have to go around and go around and go around. But, yeah. When you look at these stories, you have to look at what else took place. What in history, Francis Scott Key and was triumph, good triumph over evil. The fort stood, the people, and we basically stood off the British Navy.
That's true.
If they had lost the fort, would that have changed the tide of the war? God's hand was in that day. He was on that fort, protecting it.
We got to the point in this country now, you really cannot trust the news, period.
No.
I don't care whether we call it conservative or liberal, you can't trust the news. It's not possible anymore. We've been lied to too much. Anything else, Jan?
That's why I listen to you, Pastor.
Well, bless your heart.
Sort
Thank
this
you.
Stuff out.
I appreciate that, honey. Thanks for being there again. I appreciate you very much. You have a great evening, okay? Thanks,
who knows what will happen tomorrow. Closer we get.
Amen to that. Amen. Amen. And thanks a lot, Jan. We're going to jump another call, but thanks for being there. All right, let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. That first caller talked about the rapper that got busted. I didn't hear about T.D. Jakes, but if I misheard the first caller, they weren't going after boys. They were going after young girls, and they were drugging them to the point that they didn't even know how they left, but they'd be really hurt the next day. And there's just been a stack of those girls lining up to sue him. And we'll see how that plays out. But have you gentlemen ever seen, it's a 4-minute animated show called The Procedure. And what it is, it's there's a guy who is an ultrasound guy, and it's his story. He went into the hospital one day to set up for operations, and they came and got him, and they said, we need you in this room down here very quickly. The doctor really needs ultrasound guidance. And so he goes into the room, hooks it up, and he realizes that he's about to watch an abortion. And he describes it, and it's, like I say, you get the animated thing, and it's one of those procedures where they reach in there and just tear the baby apart. And I started watching it, and I couldn't watch it. I had to turn away. And then it got to the point where I couldn't even listen to it because I was crying. It's really powerful, but you can't just watch it for entertainment. But it's very graphic. And, you know, all these pictures that they showed of the dead babies in Gaza and the Israeli dead babies, that's just stoke up people to get angry and want to go to war. If they would show the pictures of the dead babies here, maybe people would get angry enough to stop it.
That's true.
Where do you find that? Where do you find that video?
You can look it up. You can just pull it up on your search engine. Type in the procedure animated abortion film.
Okay.
But
thank you for that information. I'll look at it.
But now you said animated. Is it a real video?
Yeah. No, it's a cartoon.
A cartoon. Gotcha. I want to make sure I understood that. Okay.
It's graphic, but it's I didn't see the procedure itself. I saw them getting ready for it, and I couldn't watch it.
Wow!
But yeah, that's how you can find it.
Wow!
That's all I had.
All right, and thanks for the input. I mean, that's so sad, but thanks for the input. I do appreciate that. That is absolutely disgusting beyond words, and sad beyond words.
Well. You know, I think a big part of the reason that America is under judgment right now is because we are under blood guiltiness. We have blood on our hands of millions of babies. And the church has done nothing to stop it.
That's very true.
The people have done nothing to stop it. Supreme Court overturned Roe, and it still continues. Even here in Wisconsin, although it is technically illegal, we still have Planned Parenthood open, and we still have, now we have another abortion center that had previously closed. Once they saw that Planned Parenthood was getting away with it, they've opened up again, too.
Well, so. there were more baby murders last year in this country than there were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. But they did most of it through the appeal now. Through the appeal.
Yeah, but they're still doing the surgical.
Oh, they are. And, they certainly are.
They're shipping girls across states to get, you know.
Yes, they are.
You know, it's...
At taxpayers' expense. At taxpayers' expense, you're taking our money and murdering babies with it.
Absolutely.
Now, folks, I don't know why, in the name of God, true believers are not angry to the point of what word can I use? To the point of willing to stand up for the truth no matter what the cost. What happened to the righteous indignation of the church? I don't know of too many Christians today, Rob, they get upset about anything unless you don't give them a free hot dog. There's something, they're just not into what's happening in the world because it's shielded from them. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to see it. So if they can't see it and talk about it, then it must not be real. And if Peter Jennings doesn't say it, whoever's on news now, if they don't say it, then it can't be true. So this is what we face in America today because the church had become the fungus, if you will, or the cancer that's destroyed this country. The church had destroyed the country because of their apathy, a total ignorance of the Word of God and our duties to Christ. And that's just about as plain as I can put it.
Well, that's true. And that's true for the majority of regular churchgoers and regular churches. But there is a remnant. And, you know, I know that our readers are not only readers, but they are activists, and they are active.
Amen.
And all of the people that I've got a lot of very good friends that are active and involved. So there is a remnant. The trouble is, we need opportunities to train and equip people for the work of the ministry, and that's not being done in the churches. And there's only so much that we can do. We need more people. We need all hands on deck, as I said.
We need to return to our first love. By the way, before we forget it, you got a meeting coming up here pretty soon. Tell the folks what's going on there.
Well, we have our annual ministry conference. It's April 12th and 13th. It's located in Wausau, Wisconsin, which is right in the middle, right in the center of the state. And we've got some of the most sought-after speakers in the country. If you like, I can give you a list.
Please do that. Yes, give me a list. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we've got Shahram Haydian. He runs Truth and Love Ministry. Shahram is a former Muslim. He's now a Christian pastor. We also have Alex Newman. If you don't know Alex, I don't know how you could not know Alex, but he's a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, and you find him at Liberty Sentinel and The New American. We have Lynn Frederick, who is an author of a book called Stand Firm, and he is a former pastor who was came to the end of his rope when he realized he was hopelessly addicted to pornography. And God rescued him from that, and now he will be speaking on pornography, sexual addiction, and sexual trafficking. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer from Past Salt Ministries, you can find him at CoachDaveLive.com. He's got a daily show, 7 a.m. Eastern, every day at CoachDaveLive.com. That'll definitely wake you up, open your eyes, and give you the real information, the real truth. But Coach is one that will definitely get you moving. He will get you active. He will take you to the streets and show you how to minister, yes. Teach you how to minister. He's one that will absolutely equip you for the work of the ministry. So I highly recommend him. By the way, Coach is called Coach because he's a former football coach from Ohio who was sued by the ACLU for praying with his football team before games. That was a lawsuit that he actually won, despite his local churches not supporting him at all. We also have Jim Schneider. He's the president of the VCY America Radio Network. Doug Hageman from the Hageman Report. You can find him at HagemanPI.com. He is a private investigator. He's also the author of several books. Doug is going to be talking about satanic ritual abuse, and he's bringing some items from an evidence locker that have never been seen before to prove the satanic ritual abuse that's going on all over this country. Children, adults, and more. So, and we also have Dr. Mike Spaulding from the Transforming Word. He's a pastor from Ohio also. And Dr. Mike is also my co-host on my TV program. He sits in for me on weeks when I can't be here myself and does a tremendous job. One of the best Bible teachers that I know. So we have a great lineup of speakers. And it's coming up in about 2.5 weeks here, so we're excited for that.
And tell the folks how to get tickets.
We're almost sold out on tickets.
All sold out.
We have 40 tickets left.
Okay.
It's 42 tickets. It's tickets are $69. We have 7 speakers, so you're paying less than $10 a speaker. I'd pay that to hear just one of these guys, but you're going to be able to hear all of them and meet them and talk with them and fellowship with them, as well as fellowship and meet and get to know like-minded people from all over the country. We've got people coming from Texas, Oklahoma, California, Washington State, Florida, Missouri. Just had a call from a lady, elderly lady who's never done this before, never ventured out of the state, and no. She's coming all by herself, and she's so excited to do it, and so she's coming up from Missouri. We got them coming from Tennessee, Maine, Florida, just all over the place, and some from Wisconsin. In interestingly, we can't get people from our local area.
Oh, I understand that. I do. Completely.
You know, I had somebody tell me they live literally 15 minutes from the venue where this is going on. And they told me, oh, that's too far for me to drive. Really? I've got a little old lady driving from Missouri by herself. I've got people driving and flying in from Texas and California. And you can't come 15 minutes. Okay? So just tell me the truth. You're not interested.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean,
just tell me the truth.
They actually have to drive farther
than that to go to the grocery store.
Of course. So, of course.
Yeah.
Of course they do. Now, folks, phone line's open. We've got about 3 minutes left, 844-769-2944. If you want to say something very quickly, join us. Again, folks, call. If you can't go online, give Rob a call at 715-486-8066. That's 715-486-8066. Get a sample of the newspaper. Oh, it's a fantastic paper. I promise. Get it. And by the way, you do receive my Minuteman magazine online, don't you?
Yes, and we do publish your articles. We started publishing your articles a couple months ago, and you've got a permanent spot in the newspaper now. So,
well, thank you for that. Thank you.
And for folks who are online, if you would just go to our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com, there is information on our ministry conference. And if you have any interest at all, I would encourage you to go there. You can watch a 2-minute video, which will give you more information. Get all the information on our website, and you can order the tickets as long as they're still available. And again, that is WisconsinChristianNews.com.
All right. Rob Pugh, thank you so much. And I'm so glad we got to meet each other. And it's an honor and pleasure talking to you and knowing you. And I want you to know that. I appreciate you very much.
Well, and you too. And if we are blessed to be able to do another conference next year, I'm going to call on you to be one of our speakers.
Well, bless your heart. Well, thank you. I do my best. You know that. I reckon y'all speak hillbilly up here, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. God bless you, Rob.
We also have a national recording artist, Leighton Howerton, who is, he'd call himself a hillbilly. So, the music we're going to be featuring is the old hymns of the faith. So,
All right. Well, Rob, I'll be back in touch. I really will. And you keep in touch with me. And God bless you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Pastor. God
bless.
All
right, you're welcome. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.